The Stony Heart. What's your excuse? We've all had that question directed at us at some point in our lives. It's a common reaction to think, oh no, I'm in trouble if I don't find someone or something to blame for this. Then the mind begins to search for a place to point the finger of accusation. We fear wrath and punishment. By nature, we seek the approval of those in our lives. When Father becomes real in our lives, he will often call us to self-examination. It's tempting to try to justify our behavior, but he knows the truth. He calls us to truly look at ourselves so that we may correct our thoughts and actions. Have you learned to be humble and honest before the Lord? Is your heart ruled by you? Don't you see or understand yet? Have your hearts been made like stone? Mark 8:17. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit inside you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. It was during one of those self-examinations that I cried to the Lord, I am self-righteous, vain, and judgmental. He said to me, I have given you Christ. You are forgiven and loved. He took my hard heart and replaced it with a soft, pliable, moldable heart that he can work through. When he takes his rightful place as the king over your domain, excuses disappear. If you're looking for an excuse, you will always be successful. But if you want true freedom from accusations, you need Jesus as your defense attorney. He stands between you and the accuser, declaring, the price has been paid. You have been made pure and righteous through his blood. How will you react today if you are asked, what is your excuse? Don't be afraid to admit it if you messed up. Jesus took your punishment.